on Golagolopus wasn't like most other kids he knew. Boys and girls at school would lap at his strange name, but it wasn't that, because he knew his name was special. They'd point and stare at his long arms and legs, but it wasn't those either, because he knew they meant he could run fast and catch better. Then there was the fact he could puzzle and rap with the best in school. Better than the rest, far as he knew. But that wasn't really what made him different, that just made him cool. What made On Golagolopus fantastically, amazingly, wondrously different from the other kids in school was the fact he could travel anywhere in the world he wanted to, and to any time in history, and all in the blink of an eye, and a cough, and a slap of his thigh. It had happened by accident the first time. A tornado on the school playground that covered him up, swirling dust in his eyes and mouth and all of his clothes from his head to his toes. On Golagolopus was blinking and coughing and slapping the dust from his trousers when finally the tornado blew itself out. At last he could see again. But his school was nowhere in sight. Instead of dust and bluster, there was sand and wind, lots and lots of sand, a desert. Everywhere On Golagolopus looked, the Sahara, the great sand sea. And it was hot, much hotter than On Golagolopus had ever experienced before, the hottest he'd ever been. Luckily for him, there was water near, like a swimming pool in the sand. It was shade from lots of trees all around, and the liquid cool and refreshing and all too tempting, and looking very tasty and perfect for a swim. So On Golagolopus dived right in. When he finally climbed out, he was soaked from his head to his toes, and he blinked to clear the water from his eyes, coughed to clear the wet from his throat, and slapped at his trousers to help them dry. Suddenly it was not so hot. There was no more sand at his feet, the wind had dropped to nothing, but he was still soaking wet. Only now, he was soaking wet, stood back in the school playground, with boys and girls pointing and laughing, and his teacher shaking his head. But On Golagolopus didn't mind at all, because in his mind, he'd already worked it out, the puzzle to beat all puzzles. How did he travel to the desert and back before the school bell sounded? Only he knew. It was a blink and a cough and a slap in my thigh, On Golagolopus whispered. Then louder, with a smile on his face, long arms waving and legs leaping in time, blink and a cough and a slap of my thigh, he rapped, were all I needed to travel in time, a squint and a whir and a swipe of my leg, he jigged, with the key to my ticket for travel worldwide. Now get inside, cried his teacher, before he catch a cold. Before he could reach out and grab hold, On Golagolopus had blinked and coughed and slapped at his thigh, and back to the desert he rode.